I hope anybody's not stupid enough to write us off.
There was nothing like banging that ball in the net, the explosion of adrenaline that it caused, and to see the excitement on supporters' faces is a tremendous feeling.
Michael Doyle has scored from the halfway line!
To win the Premier League the next season, to win the Champions League the next season, to retain the Champions League the next season. It was an extraordinary story in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and it remains so.
Still Robertson, getting his shot in, and a goal! Robertson!
I'm glad that Notts County got the script from the county of Nottingham that we are supposed to fail spectacularly in the final game this year. Forest kept up their end of the bargain. Now it's you boys' turn.
It has been a very long while. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Over the Trent podcast here on University Radio Nottingham, your home of all Notts County and Nottingham Forest talk. It's fair to say, well, we've been busy over the last 6 weeks or so, but so have Notts County. Some incredible changes at Meadow Lane. An established manager going out of the door, slightly unknown name coming in, some mad results, some mad football being played in that time as well. And to help us sift through what has been an incredibly dramatic week, a few weeks, I should say, even by Notts County standards, we're joined by Mr. Colin Sisson, friend of the podcast and writer for Left Lion as well. Colin, thank you so much for joining us here. It's been many months since our last chat about events at Meadow Lane, and it's fair to say much has changed since then. My first question for you this evening, Colin, I'd like to take you back to the 24th of March earlier this year. And that was when the news broke that Neil Ardley and Greg Abbott were to leave the club. Neil Ardley had been in charge since November 2018, of course, and had taken the Pies to last season's playoff final. What were your thoughts when that news initially broke that Ardley was going to be departing the club? Was that deserved or unfair in your eyes?
It was a shock when it happened, because, like I say, the logic of it didn't make an awful lot of sense. And it came with a little bit of frustration for me personally, because I think one of the criticisms of Neil Ardley that's come from a few fans was his sort of rigidity, really, in terms of refusing to change things. And yet, you know, we'd fought back from going two goals down. He'd changed shape. He'd made proactive substitutions and stuff. And so I seem to remember that kind of, you know, I went to bed after that game feeling that, you know, maybe we turned a corner here and actually, you know, we can hope for better days and stuff, and that the squad were starting to fight back and, you know, roll up their sleeves and stuff, when previously we might have capitulated in similar circumstances. So the timing of the sacking was very much a shock and a surprise, really, particularly when you consider how many games were left. We're in the middle of the season. And also the fact that there was, at the time, there was some debate about the transfer window. Obviously, that's been extended till April the 22nd. And, you know, it remains to be seen whether that was part of the thinking as well, is whether Notts are going to start to, or to begin their rebuild, if you like, in this, you know, what's left of this month. But it definitely felt, there was a sense of strangeness. But then, as you said, you know, it's never a dull moment being a Notts fan.
No, absolutely. And one kind of interesting phrase, I should say, in the statement released by the Reitz brothers when Neil Ardley left the club, is that, you know, it was very positive about Ardley's time and very grateful for the work that he did, particularly last season, dealing with the difficulties at the start of the campaign. But the phrase that really stood out to me was that we can be better. The Reitz brothers believing that things at Notts can be better than they were at the time which Neil Ardley left the club. Were they right to say that? Could things have been better than how they were going under Neil Ardley?
I think so, and obviously they think so as well. I mean, one of the things that probably didn't shock me about the sacking is the fact that I don't think Neil Ardley was ever their guy. You know, I think it was circumstances that meant Neil Ardley continued to be manager due to the sort of prolonged takeover that took an awful long time and took us right to the start of the first sort of National League campaign. That's not to say that Neil Ardley didn't do elements of a great job, you know, and I'm sure we'll come on to that. But at the same time, I just felt that there was a bit of a mismatch, really, between Neil Ardley, the type of manager that he was, and the type of ownership that we seem to have and their focus. And I was particularly interested in Neil Ardley's statement to the LMA, to the League Managers Association, which was typically a sort of metaphor of the man, really, in terms of his morals and, you know, his engagement with the fans and that emotional kind of connection that he built with the club. But he used an interesting adjective to describe the club. He talked about when he first took it over, that Notts County was one of the most kind of traditional clubs there can be. And I didn't think that was just a nod to our history. I felt what that was him sort of engaging with, and of course I might be miles off here, but I think he was recognising the fact that when he came in under Alan Hardy, he was the manager. And he was therefore at the top of that pyramid, making those decisions, making those choices. But then when the new owners came in, and it's been very much sort of publicised, and they've been very open with the fact that they've got this data-based approach that they want to bring into the club and make the most use of. And I just wonder whether that's what the Reitz brothers are talking about in that statement, that we could be better in terms of there could be better use and better collaboration. Not to say that there was any kind of friction, but just I don't think Neil Audley was the guy who was going to apply their model in the long term. And from their press conferences and stuff, and from the things they were saying, they just saw this as an opportunity that their guy, Ian Birchnell, was the person that was available, was popular. You know, he was going around the kind of the job circuit. I think he came very close to the Iceland national team job. And they wanted to bring that person in order for the whole organisation to be better rather than just on the pitch.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I suppose one thing that you could say in, you know, fairness to the Reitz brothers is that clearly when they took over, like you say, the differences between themselves and Ardley in terms of the kind of manager that Ardley wanted to be and had been in the past, as opposed to their version of a manager, clearly clashed there. But the fact that they stuck with him, you know, many owners come into a club and straight away they make a managerial change. We've seen it, you know, at Nottingham Forest on many, many occasions. But for them to have faith and patience with Ardley, I think speaks volumes about them as owners. Before we move on to the new guy that they brought in that you alluded to there, Colin, one final question about Neil Ardley. How would you sum up his legacy at Meadow Lane then? How will he be remembered as a Notts County manager?
Really hard issue. And I think Twitter was a great kind of compass, really, of sort of gauging emotion about the decision. There was an awful lot of Notts fans that would want me to comment about the fact that, you know, on paper, the achievements weren't fantastic in terms of the relegation, in terms of taking a club all the way through to, you know, the playoff final, but ultimately being unsuccessful in that, really. And also looking at perhaps this season as being a team that's not quite hit the heights. But also, there's the emotional side as well of judging Neil Ardley, and you've touched upon it as well, that he remained steadfast and firm in a really turbulent time during Notts County's takeover. Was gracious, really, in terms of the relegation and in terms of kind of also just appreciating being given the opportunity by the Reitz brothers to continue, however that came about. And I think that was also typified by, you know, his statement to the League Managers Association, which very often can be the manager's opportunity to lash back at a regime. And I've read quite a few of them from other clubs and stuff, and also a few aimed at Notts under previous regimes. Whereas it was very much about kind of a mutual respect and a recognition and an understanding and appreciation of the journey that we've been on together. I think also as well, and we'll probably talk about this when we talk about Ian Birchnell's appointment, one of the reasons why it's very hard to judge Neil Ardley's successes as manager of Notts is because there wasn't that clarity of role. And I think it goes back to what he was saying about a traditional club. At a traditional club, everything goes back towards the manager, you know, because ultimately they're the person who's calling the shots. I'm not able to be able to put my sort of finger on exactly what Neil Ardley was directly responsible for, whether that was transfer policy. And I think that became even more blurred this season as it did last. Whether that was kind of tactical application as well. So using that data and you know, how far of it was the ownership wanting that to be applied, or how much free rein did Neil Ardley have? So I feel that all that's left really then is kind of emotion to judge Neil Ardley on, rather, because there's just the absence of facts really in terms of his tenure. But I think he achieved an awful lot in terms of galvanizing, you know, a club and a fan base that was suffering an awful lot in terms of, you know, that back end of League Two, and certainly over the kind of the prolonged takeover. And like I say, you know, there'll be fondness, I think, with left for Neil Ardley whenever, you know, we cross paths again as a football club with him. And let's face it, there's not an awful lot of former managers at any club, really, that you could say that about.
Absolutely. In regards to his successor then, Colin, Ian Birchall was appointed within 24 hours of Ardley's departure as the club's new head coach. We were talking off air about a fantastic article that you've written for Gerrit Ford, in which you say in the last line that Birchall may not be our king, but he could be the first flagstone in a path to a better future. And you alluded to earlier, I should say, the fact that there may have been friction at times between Ardley's idea of a manager and the Reitz brothers' idea of a manager. Just talk us through what you meant by that phrase at the end of your article, and what do you think the appointment of Birchall represents for Notts County going forward?
Yeah, I think, like I say, and again, I'll bring it back to that use of the word traditional that Neil Ardley mentioned in his statement. Traditionally, managers are seen at the top of that hierarchy, and they're the one who call the shots, and they live and die by their decisions. But I've got a bit of a problem with that model, and I think that model is very difficult because, you know, let's imagine the other side of things, that Neil Ardley was incredibly successful, you know, and he had full control over Notts County Football Club. You know, even though he seemed to really engage with the fans and the city and all that sort of stuff, and made an awful lot of kind of emotional and commitment really to Nottingham and to the club. If he was given the opportunity to go on and manage at the Championship level, let's say, he would take that, and I think every Notts fan would have understood that. But what the danger would have been is he would have taken away what was making us successful. He would have taken away the blueprints to that. And I think that's quite a dangerous model. And I think that's a model that's quite outdated now. You know, Notts County themselves have had an awful lot of managers who have been, you know, sort of real standout characters who have been able to drag the club forward. You know, I'm gutted that I missed the sort of Jimmy Cyril era, really, or I'm certainly not conscious of it. I went to my first game sort of 85-86, but I can only really remember the Neil Warnock era, really. And again, there's another manager who came in and kind of oversaw everything and was incredibly successful at pushing the club forward. But then when he was removed, we weren't able to continue that progress. I'd say Sam Allardyce again, you know, someone who again was able to grab hold of the club and really start to apply some new ideas. But then as soon as he was removed, the club was not able to kind of continue that momentum. I think what we've got with Ian Birchall is the potential for, as well as with the manager, with the owner, should I say, a restructuring. So you've actually got people in departments, and I think it's been very important. There's been an awful lot of people sort of discrediting it and saying it's just semantics. But I think the fact that Ian Birchall is the head coach rather than manager is incredibly significant. And all the press that's happened as a result of that really does point to the idea that Ian Birchall has been brought in to develop players. I don't think he's going to be particularly active in the transfer market in terms of making decisions. We saw that with Griffiths, the lad that they pulled out from Crewe. He was given 4 or 5 players, I believe, to choose from. And from the data and from the video and from everything else, he was able to choose him. And I think that's the model that we're likely to see. And looking at the Notts County team that we've got at the moment, I don't think that was always the case with the transfers that we brought in. And just looking at a lot of the language around the club. So Maurice Ross, the assistant, for example, talking about the need to bring the age of the squad down, the need to be able to bring players in who could potentially bring a transfer fee into the club. That's a much more kind of cohesive, you know, approach, I think, that comes all the way through. And it definitely doesn't look like the transfer policy that Neil Ardley was following with the likes of Ben Turner, Michael Doyle, O'Brien, et cetera, et cetera. Great players who contribute, but it doesn't sound like that's part of the same narrative, really.
No, I completely agree. I think the key, probably a key difference between a head coach and a manager is it's almost like the ideology of a manager when they become a head coach is a lot more deep-seated. It's throughout the entire club. And that means, like you say, when an individual of the managerial capability of an Allardyce or a Warnock goes, the club is able to cope because those values that they have instilled are throughout the whole institution. And that's what Notts will be hoping under their new head coach. 38 years old, 8 years experience in Scandinavian football's top tier. He's had some really interesting spells in his career at Viking and Östersund, obviously succeeding Graham Potter in the latter job. He's been in charge for 4 games so far, Colin. I know it's very, very early in his reign, but what have you made of his start to life in Nottingham, both in terms of results and probably more importantly in terms of performances?
I think it's like you say, it's quite dangerous to make sweeping sort of suggestions about how it's going very early doors. But there has been one of the things has been a strong trust in youth. And that isn't to say that Neil Ardy didn't do that. But I look at someone like Jimmy Knowles, for example, who played a starring role very recently, scored a hat trick. But I think the reason or one of the reasons for him scoring that hat trick was because he was trusted to play centrally. Whereas Knowles was often applied by Neil Ardley out wide right, you know, almost as a case of kind of like, you know, for him to cut in, not necessarily given that responsibility very early on. I know that's only one case, but I just wonder where, and obviously I think also looking at the solution of bringing Griffiths in from Crewe, again, a young player who's only played, you know, I think it was a matter of minutes in terms of league football, to bring him into the centre of our midfield as well. I think that's an interesting narrative that's going forward. And again, it fits with some of the things that we've heard from Maurice Ross and coming out of the club about bringing in young players, about trusting them, about giving them a platform. You know, I saw this with Lewis Knight as well, which I think could also be circumstantial. You know, Neil Ardley himself was talking about his lack of fitness, etc., was the reason for not bringing him into the squad. But I thought it was quite significant that Ian Birchnell brought him on as well and was the manager to sort of blood him, if you like, as a player. And he certainly is interesting in terms of, you know, in terms of his ability and his performance so far. So they're probably the standout features for me. And I think sort of conversely, I'm interested to see how well Birchnell can get the older players on board, you know, because again, these were often synonymous with Neil Ardley in terms of, you know, having that group of experienced players. And you can see it by the amount of trust Neil Ardley put in the likes of Michael Doyle, for example, the amount of minutes that he played. It's going to be very interesting to look at that dynamic and see how it grows. You know, I've noticed the pre-match Hartlepool sort of press has been about kind of how Michael Doyle was determined to get down and go down to Woking, for example, and to support the squad. So it does seem like very early on that Birchnell was able to win over those, should we say, those very significant people in the dressing room, which is also, you know, a positive going forward.
Absolutely. That's a really, really good sign to have those senior pros on your side rather than on your back. Based on those 4 games, obviously one was an FA Trophy semi-final defeat, a 1-0 loss to Aldershot in the league, followed by wins against Wrexham and Woking. Notts are currently sat in 5th place in the National League table. They've still got 2 games in hand and are 9 points off top of the table, Sutton United. This is a difficult question, Colin, because of the freshness of the appointment, what it represents, like you said, in terms of infrastructure. There are going to be deeper, wider changes at Notts between now and you know, the foreseeable future. But what do you want between now and the end of the season? Is it something substantial as regards to, you know, like the ambitions at the start of the season? Notts have simply got to get themselves promoted some way. Or is it about seeing signs of encouragement that next season, this project in full swing can, you know, be successful?
Yeah, I think everyone wants to feel that little bit of hope. And I think we've been thrown quite an interesting dynamic with the transfer window sort of staying open for another sort of, 15 days, I think it is. And I wouldn't want Notts to go out and rush out and panic buy and bring players in, but as we saw with Lewis Knight, there's the opportunity to dip into National League North and South. If there is a player that's got potential there who's of an age that Notts can think they can bring on, there's an opportunity straight away. I noticed also that there are some clubs, even in the Championship, who are starting to announce who they're releasing very early on. I think Bristol City did it incredibly early. So again, there might be the opportunity of Notts being able to bring some of those players into the club, showcase them now, and sort of bed them into the squad and say, look, you know, to the fans as well as to the players that they bring in, that look, you know, this is what you've got to look forward to next season, regardless of where we're at. So that could be quite interesting. I think also it's just about style of play, shape, you know, you want Notts to be proactive. You want them to be attacking. That seems to have come right from the owners through to the head coach and assistant manager and stuff. And you want to start to see that permeate on the pitch. You want to feel that you're going to be able to be a threat for the rest of this season and also going into the next one. And like I say, I think that was probably a slight criticism of Neil Ardley's tenure, that he wasn't always the sort of manager to go for that. So again, I suppose, you know, Notts fans want to see that progress, but I think, you know, we've still got a fantastic opportunity to go for this. I think it was very refreshing to hear Ian Birchnell talk about how automatic is unachievable, but he clarified that by saying, because at the moment the gap is in Sutton's hands. If they win every single game, Notts County could not do anything about that whatsoever, and so therefore it's playoffs at best. So what he's talked about is kind of controlling the controllable, you know, and talked about, you know, we do what we can do. We maintain our shape. We control our players and our systems and stuff. And then we see what we're left with. And I think taking that little bit of pressure off, it will be beneficial and probably will be better rewards than saying, look, you know, we're going to go for it. I think, you know, there's an awful lot of fan base, me included, you know, I can be quite nice and rational here, but come Saturday or whatever, I'm sure my emotions will be slightly different. You know, you want your club to be successful, and if there's any group of fans out there that deserve success, I think it is Notts fans with what we've been through. But I think, like I say, staying in the playoffs and getting through that, you know, and then whatever outcome happens, that is going to be a bit of a lottery. But you know, that's a decent season really to build on.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's fascinating because Notts are in a really good, well, I say really good position. There's a solid foundation there upon which to work, not only, you know, in the future, but this season. And it would be foolish for Notts to kind of write it off and focus on years to come. They've got a really good opportunity of trying to get promoted this year, and fingers crossed they can do that. A lot of work to do, but they play Hartlepool on Saturday, who are second place at this moment in time. Massive game. If Notts County can pick up 3 points there, then who knows? It could provide the momentum that Birchnell and his team need to get into the promotion conversation. If Jimmy Knowles is playing, then surely Notts are going to win based on his recent performances anyway and his recent goals. Colin, final question for you. We mentioned earlier that brilliant article that you've written for Gerrit Ford, which not only I thought was a really good read in terms of talking about changes to Notts County, but also kind of how, and as you have alluded to in this podcast, the way in which a manager has kind of been redefined in recent times. For people who wanted to read that and a little bit more about what you do, where can they head to?
Yes, the Gerrit Ford are active on Facebook and on Twitter as well, and you'll be able to find the article there. You can find also via my own sort of Twitter page, I've got links to various articles that I've written for Gerrit Ford or for Left Lion, and also some witterings about Football Manager as well. So that's just at my Twitter, so at Colin_Sisson. And then also, like I say, Left Lion as well, you'll be able to find articles there and also a few podcasts that I've been on with there as well. But like I say, thank you for the opportunity to talk Notts.
Wonderful stuff. Well, we, as ever, will put the links to that in the description of the podcast. Colin, great to see you. Great to be talking about Notts County as well. And fingers crossed that the appointment of Ian Birchnell will mark a positive step for Notts County and some more positive podcasts between the two of us, because for too long we've talked about turning points and it's not amounted to anything. Hopefully this time will be the exception to that. So all the best, Colin, and yeah, we hope to speak to you again soon.